I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, in Orlando this week, in a community that suffered the country's deadliest mass shooting, one extraordinary group sent a unique team that is specially trained to respond in such situations. They are the canine comfort dogs of Lutheran Church Charities. The animals and their handlers are part of a unique ministry that trains golden retrievers to bring comfort and healing to people in need of emotional support. The dogs are good listeners, non-judgmental, and have an instinct to know when someone is hurting. Generally, the canine comfort dogs work in their local parishes, helping humans who have experienced a traumatic event such as critical illness or death of a loved one. They are great at working with special needs children and residents of nursing homes. But when disaster strikes, Lutheran Church Charities is ready to send in a team of dogs and handlers to bring mercy and compassion to those affected, but they only go where they are invited. On Monday, the day after the shooting, in response to an invitation from a local church, 12 comfort dogs and 20 volunteers from 7 states arrived in Orlando to minister to the survivors, the families, and the first responders. Supporting victims in the aftermath of a violent attack is nothing new to many of the retrievers and their handlers. A team was dispatched to Newtown, Connecticut after the Sandy Hook shootings, to Massachusetts after the Boston Marathon bombing, and they helped victims cope after the mass shooting at an Oregon community college last year. Interacting with these beautiful and highly trained dogs is giving people in Orlando a chance to step back from the sadness and fear they feel and to move forward in the healing process. Canine comfort dogs never charge a fee for their service. They depend on donations. To learn more about these special dogs and their mission, or to make a contribution to support them, visit the website LutheranChurchCharities.org and click on the link for canine comfort dogs. Many of us know all too well how much it helps to hug a furry friend for comfort when we're speaking of pets.